All right, so I have some hacks, some sex talk, but first talking sex robot. Creepy.
This is, we're doing a Halloween.
Oh, shit. So okay, I got the Blind Maiden. I got Missing in Alaska. I have the Mask of Reason. I have the Witch Doctor of Long Point, and I have.
Oh my God.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Casimir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
So everyone, welcome to Hey Boo. Know it.
Hey,
seven.
Boo, know it. Seven.
Seven. It's here. This is going to be all tales all the time. This is where we extend our favorite segment, Tales from Dirt Campfire, where we find tales on the internet, the paranormal, the frightening, fake lore, folklore, and we retell them here around a massive digital bonfire this week.
Yes.
Not even a campfire anymore.
It's
huge.
It's a bonfire.
It's a bonfire.
Yes. So gather around, listeners.
Yes.
Okay. This one is called The Impish Ghost.
Ew.
Now, this is, I want to say that all the stories that we're telling today are mm-hmm. true accounts.
These are true accounts, yes.
Okay.
The people who wrote them believe they happened, and we're telling them as such.
Yes. My neighbor Diana.
That's already creepy. You have a neighbor named Diana?
Yeah. My neighbor Diane and I had a playful poltergeist for years.
And excuse me, ladies?
Yeah.
Is this a ghost story? Or is this something else we need to talk about?
We called it Billy.
Why?
I'd come home and find something put in a weird place. Milk in the cupboard, toilet paper in the fridge,
laundry
detergent in the bathroom.
Oh, Billy.
Diane once called to ask if Billy had been around because she couldn't find a gallon of milk. We finally found it outside on her back step. And sugar, damn sugar, every morning my sugar bowl was empty.
What?
Yeah. When I had enough, I'd point to Diane's home and yell, "Go see Diane." Within 5 minutes, I'd get a call from her and she'd say, "Thanks a lot." Because he'd gone and pulled shenanigans at her place. This occurred for the entire 2 years we lived there. No one believed us, not even our husbands. My mother thought someone was stealing from us when we were sleeping or out of the house. Mm-hmm. My sister believed what was going on, but didn't know what. I still can't explain any of it.
So this is a two-time ghost.
Yeah.
between this amorous love between two women.
Yeah,
he's running back and forth.
Right,
Billy, they call him.
Yeah.
Or her, as it were. Oh, I like it.
Yeah. What do you have?
So I found something here. This is called The Blind Maiden. I don't know. It's a Spanish urban legend.
Oh.
There's a website, apparently, called The Blind Maiden, which is almost always offline and impossible to access. But if you obey the rules, then you will be able to see the website. So I went and found I couldn't find the website.
Really?
And you know that because I'm still here today alive to tell you about it.
Okay.
So here's how you get in. It's blindmaiden.com, supposedly. Sometimes it's .net, sometimes it's .co. I don't know. I couldn't get into it. It appears to be dedicated to the spirit of a woman. It offers visitors the ability to see, quote, unquote, the ultimate horror.
Oh,
Denied them in horror movies. So there's something out there that no horror film will show you, but it's online.
It's online and it's there.
It's there. Unfortunately, your browser won't let you on, which is what happened to me. You must satisfy a list of requirements first. Otherwise, be happy with a 404 error. So here are how we can access the site. You must be home.
All right.
Alone. I don't know if you can, a rental is okay or if it's ownership. You have to be in the dark. You must enter the site exactly at midnight.
Did you do all this?
No.
Okay. That's why you can't get in.
But come on, I should at least be able to see it. It must be a moonless night, a.k.a. the night of the moon. Do this and you're in. So once you get into blindmaiden.com, mm-hmm. the screen will be assaulted by images of boys and girls going by really fast. Their faces will be twisted with fear, eyes missing.
Oh.
Well, you know, hence the blind part. Then some text will appear. This website will take you to a whole new level of horror. A lot of promises. A horror that will use all five of your senses. Apparently, I'm going to taste.
I'm going to taste horror.
Yes. Oh. What does horror taste like? Licorice.
Maybe.
For me. That's what I think. Like black licorice?
Black licorice.
Feet.
Okay. And bologna.
Ew. Oh, that is... Oh. That's foul. All right. Ew. Really?
That's a taste of fear.
Black feet. Black, sorry.
Black licorice.
Black licorice feet.
And bologna.
And bologna. Ooh, that's gross. You must be careful not to click on anything by accident. You will be faced with a real experience of absolute horror. But then click the accept button.
Yeah.
To engage.
To engage.
Actively in the experience. Mm. If you click decline, you can surf the site and see gory pictures. However, if you click accept, you have sealed your fate. The ultimate horror, again, will be shown to you. A sinister silhouette will begin walking towards your house. So you're going to see this on the screen. It will then walk into your home.
Oh, it's going to show your house outside and then...
Yep.
And then you'll see somebody walking towards your own house.
Then it will walk into your home and the room you're in. You will see your back on the monitor.
I don't like that.
And sense something behind you, which will assail you. Something will tap you on the shoulder. You will turn around. You will scream. And then she will kill you. Some people say she'll rip your eyes out.
No.
Others say they will pluck the eyes out and take pictures. And you will be added to the gallery of victims. Congratulations. You finished your death ritual. No, we didn't put a link to the site because of the risk of human life. We suggest you don't try to find this legend is real or fake. Better safe than sorry. It's labeled. So the tags was our murder in Spain.
Oh.
So this is a website. Apparently a lot of students know about it. It's like a new urban legend. Blindmaiden.com.
Really?
I love how urban legends are, you know, becoming more modern.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like evil text instead of the chain letter before.
It was the chain letter or was like the phone call coming from the house.
Yeah.
It's like all landlines.
Yeah. Now it's going to be like, you know, an evil tweet. It looks like my Facebook post has been liked 666 times.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. That's where it's going to go.
Yeah,
I like that one.
Instagram pictures.
Yes. Haunted Instagram.
Yeah, you say Bloody Mary 3 times.
Yep.
And then your Instagram.
Your Instagram gets haunted.
Yeah, right.
You'll try to, like, erase the dark circles under your eyes and they'll come back stronger.
Yes.
Like, The filters will show evil.
Yes.
The ultimate evil.
Oh.
All right, what do you have?
I have another story.
Okay.
It's called This Is Maria.
Voila.
Yes. My husband and I live in a small, unincorporated town on the outskirts of a bigger city.
Sweet. I grew up in a small, unincorporated town.
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone else say that.
Yes. Although we are almost 50 years old, we are 30 and 40 years younger than any of our near neighbors.
We are? This is weird.
Most of them have grandchildren who visit regularly and drive them wherever they need to go.
At 50, they already have grandchildren?
Wow. No, the other people are older.
Oh, older.
So
okay.
They're like 50 and everyone else is 30 or 40 years older.
Damn.
So it's like a community of aged people.
Yes, and then they're the young ones?
They're the young ones.
The whippersnappers?
Yeah, the grandkids of these other people
like,
will come to town.
Can you please turn down that Murder, She Wrote?
Right. Okay. Most of them have grandchildren who visit regularly and drive them wherever they need to go. Not so for the man I usually called Professor. His wife, Elena, died 12 years ago, and I knew her briefly, but she and Professor were one of those life goals kind of couples. I love spending time with them. They were both so erudite and witty and clearly still...
What does life goals kind of couple mean?
I don't know. If you have life goals, they would...
Doesn't everyone have life goals?
No.
Some people just drift.
Yeah.
They don't even want to, like, get back at old, you know,
no.
Jim Bob.
No,
who,
they just go. They
just go?
They get... blown sideways through life.
Blown sideways, okay.
Yeah, so you gotta have life goals.
Otherwise you get blown.
Yeah. Yes. Elena's passing hit her husband hard. For the last year, he had been battling cancer with no bus service in a rural area and cabs from town too expensive and a long wait. I ended up driving him to doctors.
Okay.
Professor had been in the U.S. since his 20s, but retained a charming foreign accent.
Did he now?
He pronounced my name. He pronounced as Owen,
instead of
I don't know.
What is her name?
It doesn't say.
Is her name Owen? What's so happening?
Usually, when he phoned me, he would say, "Good afternoon, Owen."
Now it is Owen.
Sure, I'll say it that way. Sometimes he would call in the wee hours in pain, able only to gasp,
"Owen Wilson, Owen Wilson."
I would drop the phone and run to his house and help him with his meds or take him to the city's emergency room. He was adamant about not staying away from the house. He knew the end was near and wanted to go on his own, in his own bed. October 1st.
Well, then just let him go. Quit calling me.
Yeah, just go.
Just go. You think going to the hospital is going to do anything? I'm sorry. If when I'm old, just let me go.
Yeah.
I'm going to waste my last 6 months of life giving my money away to some hospital. No. Yeah. I'm going to throw a party in my house.
Yes.
Hookers.
All
Coke.
Booze.
Yeah.
On October 1st at almost 4 a.m., my cell phone rang showing the professor's number. When I answered, a strange voice said, Owen?
Wilson.
Yes, I answered, Professor. No. the voice giggled. This is Maria.
That was a giggle? Going again.
That was a choice I made.
Okay. It's creepy.
Yeah, this is Maria. I'm taking him tonight.
Who's Maria?
Oh. Then I woke up. I was sitting in bed with the phone in my hand. My husband and our dog were sleeping soundly, so the phone hadn't really rung, or had it?
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I started to call the professor, but if he was managing to get some sleep, I didn't want to disturb him. So
yeah, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning.
So I got up and dressed quietly, and the dog and I slipped out in the backyard. I could see
the dog was in on this. Oh, I got to see what happens. I got to see this.
I could see the professor's house from there. No lights were on. Everything was quiet. I wasn't comfortable though, so I went ahead and dialed. 25 rings and no answer. Damn, I knew then. I went back and I woke my husband. We walked to the house and knocked. Nothing. We had to phone the sheriff. They broke in. The professor had died. Seemingly peaceful in bed.
Is there seemingly?
Yes. Because of our unincorporated location.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Any of the chores would fall upon to professionals in urban areas to take up, are taken up by neighbors here.
Yeah.
So that evening, with the deputy's supervision, the families on our block began to sort through the professor's papers. We needed the deed to his burial plot, any kind of will or link to distant relations. I looked through a small scrapbook of old photos on his nightstand, and there was no cousin Marco from the old country or nephew Bob. It was mostly pictures of Elena and the professor and their never spoken of young daughter Maria, who died in 1971.
Wow. And who, I guess, came back?
Came back to get
to
him.
Get him. Ooh.
But why she had to laugh about it?
I don't know.
Like that.
Get the last laugh? I don't know. Maybe something tickled her foot. I don't know what happened. She's like, that didn't come out the way I want. I'll forget it.
Yeah, she probably was trying to, you know, she practiced it in her head a different way.
Yes. It sounded friendly when she worked on it.
Yeah.
Who knew it was going to come out great? I forget it. Oh, I like that one.
Taking him.
Yeah, I'm step five, whatever. Dude, I ruined it.
Yeah.
So I found this thing here. This is a you know, when you start searching, you get down kind of a rabbit hole. So yeah. I found something about, I didn't know this existed, the Alaska Triangle.
Alaska Triangle.
Apparently, in the past 50 years, over 20,000 people have vanished in Alaska. Yeah.
What?
I don't know if it has to do with the fact that like one out of every 10 Alaskans is actually a criminal from the lower 48, but we'll leave it there.
Yeah, okay.
Leave it there. Some believe it's the work of local predators like wolves.
But could I would
Jim Bob
hazard a guess.
Yeah. Or simply the rugged, dangerous terrain, but legends thrive in Alaska because they don't thrive anywhere else. And the ominous history of disappearances in the area has drawn comparisons to the Bermuda Triangle, probably because of the whole triangle thing. Working together with local experts and eyewitnesses, a team of investigators will go case by case to gather evidence, conduct tests, examine history, and explore local myths to determine the most viable explanation for the disappearances while trying to understand the sinister mystery that is the Alaska Triangle. So this is a TV show on like History Channel because I guess they ran out of stuff about Hitler. So now they're doing this. But what I found out is that the Alaskan Triangle or Alaska Triangle is thought to be one of the vile vortices.
Oh.
Have you heard about this?
I heard the idea that there are vortexes where it's opening to other dimensions.
Yes.
But what, tell us about.
So I just, here's the list of where they are, and then I'll talk a little bit about them. The Bermuda Triangle is one of the best known. Mm-hmm. There's the Algerian megaliths near Timbuktu, the Indus Valley, the whole valley,
okay.
In Pakistan, a volcano in Hawaii, the Devil's Sea south of Japan, Easter Island. That makes sense. Then there's some area just east of Rio. Like the east side.
Just whatever. Over the east.
The poles. And then there's a couple of small islands. So the vortices are supposed to be places where there are, well, not supposed to be. They're actually disturbances, not in the forests, but disturbances in, like, the, how do I explain this without sounding like a complete idiot? It's this, it's really a disturbance in the electromagnetic fields
of that cover the
that surround all planets.
Yes, yes.
Right. So in the, in these areas, instruments are affected. Like technology is affected. So like old school instruments, like flight instruments and things like that, would be affected. Thermometers, compasses, and this, but also electronics are affected as well. And they're saying, and it makes sense, that it can also affect humans. So when you're in these areas, you may feel disoriented. You may be perceiving things differently because of the, there's a lot of radiation.
Yes.
I guess that's the easiest way to say it. You're having the shit radiated out of you. Yeah, right. Basically. So in these areas, they find natural peril, strange energy, and some people say there's even evil spirits there.
Well, that's what happened. When there is a disturbance with electromagnetical energy, I don't even know. They say that that's, it is disorienting. And
yeah,
you do
it makes
get,
sense.
And you start seeing things.
Yes.
And hearing things.
Yeah. And it makes sense, too, also, because they're the poles of them. So when you go to the poles, and I haven't been right to exactly to the North Pole, but I've been very close to it, you can see further than you can everywhere else because it's clearer.
Mm-hmm.
It's bizarre. So you can see things that you think are very close to you simply because you can see them, but they're miles away.
Wow.
They're miles away. So you could see something like, I don't know, a wolf coming from very, very far away. And you're like, why isn't it here yet? What's going on? It's further away than you think it is.
Wow.
Because usually we can't see so far.
Okay.
Right? We don't have that much of a horizon. So it says, yeah, there are certain areas of the planet that are magnetic for missing persons and disappearances. While Alaska, yes, definitely is a dangerous place to go to, it's also one of these supposedly a vortex. So in the southeastern region near Juneau and Yakutat, all the way up to the Barrow Mountain Range, it makes a triangle in the middle of the state. Since 1988, 16,000 people have vanished in this area. I know.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. One of the most high-profile ones, we won't remember this, it was too young, 1972, House Majority Leader Hale Boggs and Representative Nick Begich, along with an aide and their bush pilot, just disappeared.
Wow.
And because they were politicians, they spent much more time and money looking for them than they would if it were us.
Of course.
They couldn't find anything. Like, not a trace of it at all. The area, according to the local, the native Tlingit people of the region say, has been associated with evil spirits. One notorious entity being called Kushtaka. That sounds evil.
Yeah.
A shape-shifting demon.
Ooh.
That is said to look like a cross between a man and an otter. And is said to lure hapless people to their doom. I don't know how.
Which half is otter and which half is man?
Would you follow either half? Like, they lure hapless people to their doom. And another theory is about these vile vortices.
Oh, yeah, right. Who's going to follow that?
I don't know. Half a man, half otter? Which part's the otter?
I got it. Which do...
Right? Is it a man with the lower body of an otter?
That's what I'm saying.
Or is it the, is it, or is the it cute split? Little otter?
Is it split? So, like, you do a profile man, profile
what
otter.
Would be the point of that? Who could you ever fool with that? Just a big-ass otter? Or is one side small? So it looks like a tiny otter on one side, on the other side it's like a 6-foot
no,
man.
No, I think it's like a 6-foot otter and a 6-foot man.
Would you follow either of them? So there's a cryptozoologist, Ivan T. Sanderson,
nice.
Claimed that there are extreme electric, magnetic, and electromagnetic, both anomalies, as well as energy vortexes called ley lines, which are theorized subterranean electromagnetic currents.
Ooh.
And they're in the places I said, near Timbuktu, at the pyramids, they say, Easter Island, Stonehenge, and they're thought to affect our physical, mental, and emotional state. Some people go to these places to chill out and tap into higher, you know, consciousness.
Right.
Other people just get freaked out, apparently. And then others say that they're doorways to spiritual dimension or gateways to other realms. So we talked about before, like, the door to hell or whatever.
Yeah, right.
There's probably
like in New Jersey somewhere. And
there was one somewhere in the Midwest. So yeah, it's just bizarre. So it says in 2007, 2,833 people were reported missing, and the state population is only 670,000. So 4 out of every 1,000 persons goes missing in Alaska.
Wow.
Don't go.
Don't go.
I'm just saying, don't go. And, you know, once you're lost in Alaska, you cannot, like, there's really no way to find you.
Yeah.
It's so much area to cover. Apparently, people go, because I like the idea of wilderness camping. Not like that. It's yeah. It's not a joke. It's not a park.
Right, right. You think, yeah, you think it's, you know.
You know,
yeah.
It's not a park. It's actually, you know, a place where people can go and get, you know, apparently taunted and lured by Kushtaka, half man, half otter.
He must have just cast a spell on you or something that you follow him.
He's going to have to if I'm going to follow a man otter. Like, something's going to have to get cast or, you know, some kind of fairy dust, something.
He's just really charismatic.
He's extremely charismatic. He's the kind of guy you'd vote for.
Yeah, have a beer with.
Yeah, have a beer with. Exactly that kind of guy. So, yeah, the Alaskan Triangle is pretty cool. Apparently, there's a show on History Channel. They could make a show out of just paint drying, I swear.
I love the History Channel for that.
You're like, the paint has been drying for 1 hour. What can we see? Two hours, what can we see?
Yes.
You know, second coat's going on, season two.
Right.
Like, they'll come up with anything. All right, what do you have?
Here's a little short story.
Okay.
It's called My Baby.
This is
another true story.
All right, another true story from the web.
Yes. I will preface this with the fact that unnatural movements freak me out a lot.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody.
No one likes unnatural movement. As you consider it to be unnatural, yes, you're going to be freaked out by it.
My husband and I were laying in bed one night when we heard a noise. Nothing crazy, just a small wrestling noise.
Nothing crazy. Like what, like a circus?
We argued over who should check it out and decided it was nothing and then try to go back to sleep. Heard the noise again. What the hell? You go. No, you go.
This sounds realistic.
Yeah. While we were arguing in whispers because my daughter's bedroom had an adjoining door, we heard it again near the foot of our bed.
Huh?
I turned on my phone to use as a light and saw my daughter on the floor. She was on all fours, cocked her head, turned her face toward the light in a most disturbing angle, and then fucking skittered on all fours back to her room and into her bed.
Are you kidding me? I'd be like, lock the door. Do not let that little bitch back in here.
Yes. My husband.
She's possessed.
I know. My husband and I were absolutely horrified, terrified, pissing ourselves. She was sleepwalking or crawling and had no recollection. She did creepy sleepwalky things.
Creepy sleepwalking things.
After that, for years, usually while we were watching a scary movie or lying in bed in the dark. Kids are the worst.
I have to say, I don't believe in it, but there's nothing creepier than waking up and there's somebody in your room.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what
the situation
is. No.
It's creepy. It doesn't matter if it's someone you know. And even creepier if they're, like in Paranormal Activity, even creepier if they're asleep.
When I was in college, I think, or right out of high school or something, I was babysitting this kid. They're a very wealthy family. And
those wealthy white kids are always haunted.
Yeah. And
if they're not down a drain, they're under the stairs.
The kid was still like, you know, you could walk and everything, but toddler in a crib, you know. And
did it get out or something?
No, I was in the living room.
The crib is to protect you, by the way.
Yeah. Well, like, this child, like it's late and the parents should be home in like an hour or two or something. But
you're just hanging out.
Yeah. The baby was asleep for a couple of hours. You know, this child was asleep for a few hours. And then I heard this, mommy, 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 mommy. Yeah.
I would have got out of there.
And I was like, oh, in that voice, that's.
I would have thrown in a bottle of milk and been out.
And I go and I could see this. I went to the bedroom door to see what was going on. And the child was standing, holding on to the railing of the crib and just staring and going, mommy, mommy. And I was like, ugh, and I backed away.
Great worst babysitter ever.
I was so scared.
What do you do at a point? Like, you turn on all lights and just put on some TV? I don't know.
What did I do? I knew they were coming home soon.
I would take up a position.
I was just like, well,
get something sharp.
He's standing, he's talking, so he's all right.
Knock him over with a stick and take him up a position. See if he comes at you.
It was so scary.
Oh my God, that sounds awful.
Yeah.
Ah, that's creepy. I know, that's one of the things, like, I'm not a huge fan of children. I definitely don't like a baby. I definitely do not like a baby. When people have had given me their babies to watch, I'm not unsafe with a baby, but I'm like, look, son, no bullshit. Don't get cute over here. Don't do anything weird. Just stay on the couch. I've put a fort of pillows around you.
You love that.
Yeah. You enjoy that. I've thrown a soft toy in there and something that looks like a nipple. Go. Don't mess with me. Creepy. Creepy little white ghost kids. Ugh, that's scary. All right, so I have something here. I found these. So we always report on different kind of like demons and ghosts from different cultures. So I focus on Japan. And I thought there was some really interesting monsters or goblins or whatever. So this one is the Satori.
The Satori. It sounds like a nice beer.
It does sound like a good beer. Isn't it
the Satori time?
Sapporo. Satori time.
What was it? Lost in Translation?
Satori time? Maybe it was. So Satori is described in Japanese legends as a type of ape-like creature that is able to read people's minds.
Ew.
I know, Japan. They live in the mountains, approaching people who walk nearby. Hey, how's it going? I know what you're thinking. What's this ape doing talking to me? I thought the same thing myself. They sit down next to people who are camping out for the night and read their minds. Japanese people must be laid back as AF. Like, really? The Satori then tell people what they are thinking in the person's voice.
No!
And that was also one of their skills.
They're like Rich Little in a hair suit.
Yes. They attack lonely travelers for food but are easy to scare away. Get out of here. Scram. Beat it.
All right. I'll be on my way.
Yeah, tell it somewhere else, sister. Yeah. And
was my Woody Allen voice.
Oh, it was. Okay.
So I was doing
it's
that.
Better than when he was alive and kicking. Well, he's still alive, but kicking not so much. And sight of fire or sudden loud noise will get them away. It's thought that they only attack and kill people who mean them harm, as they can read their thoughts. I mean, of course, when you see this thing, what's it going to say to me?
Talks
I'm
going to
pee
voice.
Myself. That's what I would say. Where's my camera? This is ridiculous. I can't believe I came up here.
I can't even get a signal.
Yeah, I don't even want to go to Mount Fuji.
Yes.
You know? All right, so there's another one here. Ooh, the Wanyudo is a flaming wheel with a human face in the center.
Oh.
That's basically it. It floats around the air, frightening ordinary Japanese people. So no one popular,
okay.
No one famous, no one extraordinary.
Ordinary.
Regular Japanese people. He's the spirit
with
of a
median
feudal,
income.
Yeah, 58,000. He is the spirit of a feudal lord who mistreated his subjects. Any of his subjects who disobeyed him will be tied to a cartwheel and beaten. I know.
Yeah.
As punishment, the gods denied him entry to the afterlife, at least until he's able to prove the goodness of his heart, which is going to be hot. Like, now he's just a flaming wheel.
Okay.
So he's transformed into a flaming wheel and is instructed to guard the gates of hell. Anyone who approaches the gates of hell by accident, you know.
You know how it goes.
Sees the Wanyudo screaming and flying towards them in the air. Isn't that creepy?
Anything screaming and flying is not good.
Yeah. I have one more I'll give you. I think it's particularly creepy. A lot of these are, they're hags. Oh, here we go. The Gashadukoro. They are a type of giant skeleton. 70 feet tall. Their bodies are made from the bones of 15 people who died of starvation.
Oh!
I know.
When they get to 14, they're like, come on.
Yeah, I have one more guy I got a hand left to do here.
Yeah.
They're born from battlefields and burial grounds where 15 bodies lie, and their souls seek revenge against the people who killed those 15 bodies. So they have 15 times the anger. Right?
One starved person.
Yeah. Killed person.
Mm-hmm.
Their way of seeking revenge is to literally kill anyone they encounter. The biggest problem is that they can't be killed. And they can become invisible whenever they want. These are great, like, monsters. This is, like...
What is that? What is that? Like,
war. From war. Yeah. I'm guessing war, famine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming this is, like, these are older tales.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there was a time in Japanese culture where there was both, where there was so much battle going mm-hmm. on that they didn't have time to pick up the bodies or whatever. And so 70-foot-tall skeleton made a 15... skeletons. Pretty cool. Pretty badass. All right, what do you have?
All right, I have another little story here.
Oh, cool.
It's called Hamburger. a few years ago, my then 3-year-old son had a fever, which I was treating with baby Tylenol. I gave him his dose before bed, got distracted, and walked into his room to see him holding the medicine bottle in one hand and the dropper in the other, saying, "I give myself medicine."
Really? Just like his mom.
Yeah.
Self-medicating,
anyway,
baby.
We went to the ER 4 hours later. A blood test confirms he didn't actually ingest any medicine.
He was just waving around like a prop.
Yes. So we head home in the middle of the night, exhausted but fine. But it was while he was there, a nurse gave him a stuffed bear. My son named his bear Hamburger and started sleeping with him in his bed. Being an imaginative preschooler, my son pretended to talk to Hamburger a lot, and Hamburger would tell him things.
Creepy.
Yes.
Your mother's a whore. That's insane. Your mother's a whore.
Yeah. One day he walked into the dining room and demanded crayons and paper because Hamburger told him to draw a picture. And it's a bunch of dead people in a graveyard with headstones above them. Hamburger told him to draw them red and have X's in their eyes, and they were all smiling.
Wow.
Anyway, it's been years, and I'm not sure where Hamburger is now. A toy box, maybe. I'm going to just keep him there.
I'm just going to leave it where it is.
My kid walked by. I asked him if he remembers drawing it, this picture, and he's like, "Yeah, those are dead people."
That's weird. I like it. I mean, I guess he has an understanding of death. I guess you don't have to talk about that when grandma kicks it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Weird. So I have, this is from a site called The Mask of Reason. This is a Scandinavian ghost called a Gengungr. I'm probably not saying that correctly. I don't know how to pronounge a G and then a J together. I'm going to be honest.
A G and a J. Yeah.
So it's a unique ghost that is completely corporeal. Usually the spirit of someone who's left something undone. Mm-hmm. They're murder victims, suicide victims, or murderers themselves. Regardless, they are always malicious, and they come back to hurt the friends and family they once held dear. Unlike most ghosts, they can do more than simply frighten a person. They have something called, it's a death pinch.
What?
Yeah, I feel like other cultures have this too. They don't have the regular traditional ghost abilities. They can't walk through walls, psychokinesis. Instead, they spread plague and disease.
No.
So an evil ghost will pinch someone, and it's a death pinch. The victim's skin will turn bluish, and the infection from the spirit will spread. The flesh becomes necrotic, so the flesh dies, slowly working its way to the heart where it kills the victim. This is usually done in your sleep. So this is, I guess, is an explanation of, you know, people. But the necrotic skin is weird.
Yeah, that is
like,
weird. Yeah.
So it's more like a type of a vampire than a ghost. It doesn't feed from the living. So it stalks the prey in a similar manner, but apparently it's comfortable at night. Mm-hmm. It prefers to come out in the evening. Mm-hmm. There are means of warding them off. Although most focus on preventing the spirit from rising. Like vampires, you can use a holy symbol above the door. A cross hung around the neck will stop them from delivering the dead man's pinch. You can lock the doors and keep the windows. Wow, because it cannot. Yeah, because like ghosts, it cannot walk through.
Okay,
that's a help.
Yeah, at least you could do something.
The fear of them was so prevalent that people took extraordinary measures to stop them. So a coffin containing someone who might rise. I don't know how they decide who that is.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like, you know, he was a real piece of work. Yeah. He might come back.
Right.
There was
a lot of fight in him.
Yeah.
He
refused to go down. We had to hit him multiple times.
Yeah, so let's just be sure with this one.
So the coffin containing someone who might rise up and come back to deliver a dead man's pinch has to be carried over the church wall instead of through the gates.
Oh.
That's kind of weird.
Okay.
And it has to be carried 3 times around the church itself. Just to be sure. Any shovels used to dig the grave must be left at the gravesite and not disturbed. A varp, which is a new word for me, which is a pile of rocks and twigs.
Oh.
So you put a varp on the spot where the person died. Adding a stone to the varp brings good luck.
Oh.
And then finally.
Who gets the good luck?
I don't know.
Good luck dealing with this guy when he comes back up through this varp.
And then on the inside of the coffin, you must carve, this is the English translation, for Birginga, the brother carved runes, my dear sister, spare me. So you put that on there. It was originally a Viking legend, though it seemed to be semi-mortal. So this is a Scandinavian creature. Interesting.
That's really
interesting. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of ways. I like VARP. I'm happy about that. That was actually why I wanted to read it. New word.
Got to go VARPing.
Yeah. I'm going to lay a VARP up on that mofo.
Right.
All right. What do you have?
Okay. Well, it's Halloween. And
it sure is.
And it's traditionally, Halloween was a time where you would look for a husband.
That's right.
It really was. Yeah. It was all about that.
No, I remember, yeah.
A million and one different things to do, like bobbing for apples, yeah. What it's about.
Dressing like a sexy cat.
Yeah, it's just always. So if you don't have anybody in your life, you know, and it's Halloween, what do you do?
Panic.
Yes. So there's, for guys, it's 5 tips for spending Halloween without a girlfriend.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, okay. This obviously is a problem for people.
Yes.
Every holiday is a problem, apparently, if you're single.
Yes. Halloween is one of the best days of the year is to find yourself single, largely due to the massive number of scantily clad, loosely inhibited women gallivanting around all night with no good on their mind.
Really?
This is how it starts.
Oh, my goodness. Because you can't find that every Thursday through Sunday in New York.
Right. At least that's the fantasy most men have surrounding Halloween. The reality is usually a little lonelier and more frustrating for single men.
Really? It's a frustrating evening?
Yeah. As a woman, dressing slutty and acting a little outrageous doesn't often represent any sort of invitation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because they're walking around doesn't mean you can have it.
We're just dressing up. It's fun. It's an excuse to dress up.
Yeah. So if you're single, follow these tips to make sure you have a good time and increase your chances of meeting someone fun.
Okay.
Number one, eliminate expectations.
Oh, my goodness.
Set out to have a fun night and that's it. Don't expect to get laid.
Yeah. I mean, that's difficult because when you're a young and single person, aren't you always hoping to get laid?
Yeah. Don't set the goal of getting laid. Don't base the whole success of your night on whether or not you get laid.
All those sexy cats are going to be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
No one's even coming over here. I got one tit out. It's green.
Now, this is always a good idea when you leave your home, but it's doubly important on turbocharged nights like Halloween.
Woo!
Where hormones run hot.
Oh, my goodness.
And debilitating frustration always sits right around the corner.
Really? Oh, man.
Number two, enjoy the eye candy. There's nothing wrong with oogling all the hot girls.
Yeah, it is when you use the word. I'm like, oogle?
Yeah. After all, being oogled is part of the reason women dress up a little skanky on Halloween. I don't like these words. They're just talking about skanky and slutty. How about sexy?
But I think maybe skanky no longer means what it used to mean. Maybe it has a more positive, you know.
Skank is like a dirty.
Yeah, dirty, nasty.
Nasty.
But I've heard people using a skanky like a little, you know, a little dirty.
Yeah.
Like in a, you know.
It used to be really bad.
Yeah, like venereal disease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just the poor hygiene.
Yeah. That smell of horror comes back to you. The baloney.
The baloney?
The feet.
The smell of horror we discussed is a baloney, a foot, and what was the third ingredient?
I can't remember what the third ingredient was. Baloney, feet, I don't know. I can't remember. It wasn't a crayon. I don't know what it was. Baloney and feet. Okay.
As long as you're generally respectful, as long as you don't leer, as long as you never assume anything about a woman based on how she's dressed for Halloween.
Yeah, like, I'm not actually a Victorian witch.
Yeah.
I just play one on Halloween.
Yeah. Number three, dress up. Just wear a costume already, especially if you're planning on to look at the girls.
What girls? Okay.
The slutty ones.
No, the slutty, the skanky ones.
The time that you spend on expending the effort to put together a good costume puts you at the same level of the girls you're going to meet when you're out.
I mean, I guess I want to see abs. I want to see Roman centurions, gentlemen. Get it together.
Yeah.
Or I want to see a Spider-Man that looks like he should be wearing the suit.
Yeah.
Right. None of this surplus tops.
Yeah. Dress in something fun, funny, sexy, or cool so the hot girls see you as a peer.
Okay. Or someone who cares about Halloween.
Yeah.
And likes to get dressed up, I think, is more what it's about, right? Mm-hmm. So you're looking for someone who's into the holiday.
Right.
So, like, if you're dressed like a medieval serving wench, and then another person has to be dressed like a really hot Robin Hood, it's like, hey.
Hey, then you got something.
Yeah, you got something going on.
Yeah.
So you see, you know, you're coming as Michonne, Rick is on the scene, it happens.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, like, that can work for you.
Number four, dress sexy. It's a great time for indulging fantasies.
Gentlemen, be careful.
Yes. So
fantasy can mean a lot of things.
Yes. Yeah, so Halloween gives you the opportunity to be that guy for those girls. Do yourself and other girls a favor. Avoid the overdone and infantile Quail Man costume and aim a little higher on something more desirable.
I'm not sure what Quail Man is. I think I'm too old. It doesn't sound good.
Is it
adjacent to Dove Man? Pigeon Boy?
What is it? I don't know.
But Chickadee Man?
Dress a little.
Yeah. Roman Centurion.
For five, spend time with your friends.
What's that have to do with me getting laid? And the nice sexy cat outfit.
Sharing Halloween with your friends give you the best chance of enjoying yourself, regardless of what goes down by night's end.
Oh my goodness. I think they've made everything into a hell.
And it also gives you the best chance of finding a special lady to kiss on the mouth, among other places.
Really? A special lady, huh?
Uh-huh.
At least they mentioned going down on a woman. I think that's a positive thing. Doesn't say anything about you getting anything.
The siren song of bars and clubs filled with sexy ladies grinding on each other is a mirage.
It's a mirage.
It's a
fantasy. Now it's all this guy's thinking about.
I know.
He's like, where's Club Mirage?
the lady grinding goes
Yes.
on.
Lady grinding at 8. Every night. Dark Mondays. Lady grind. I like that. That's going to be my band, Lady Grind. Yep.
It's a vanity. Fantasy is a carefully constructed image designed to get you to buy drinks.
Huh?
Yeah.
Those aren't real ladies, and that's not real grinding. And that's not a real drink. Of course it is. Women are absolutely having a good time dancing with other women. Yes, that happens at clubs.
Yeah.
You know why? Because the dudes aren't dancing.
Yeah.
And a lot of those ladies are probably going to end up going home with ladies at night. So,
there you go.
You know?
So better learn how to dance.
Get out there and dance. Yes, learn to dance.
And learn how to twirl a woman properly.
Yes, and not fling her across the bar.
And not break her arm as you're twirling her.
Yes.
It's like...
You got to get your hand up and over them.
So if you twirl a gentleman, take her hand and extend it so her arm is straight up in the air.
Yes, and let her do the work.
And then just... And she'll twirl.
She'll twirl.
But if you have her with her arm bent, she'll break her arm.
But if you are not sure how to do it otherwise, talk to someone who knows how to bachata, salsa, and merengue. They will show you how it can be done.
Right.
Wow.
So that's for guys. But here's the advice for women on how to spend a holiday, the Halloween holiday as a single woman.
Sexy cats, listen up.
Halloween is the one day of the year where it's completely acceptable to wave your freak flag. You could go to work as a superhero or dinner as a naughty cat or a party at a neighbor's bar as a French maid. Halloween is awesome.
I love this. I mean, if you want to dress up and you can't, we live in the city. So I feel like you could dress up as a French maid whenever you want in New York. People would be like, just fucking move your French maid ass. I need to sit down.
Yes.
On the A train.
Don't
sexy
get my
cat.
Way.
Yeah.
Get off your phone when you're walking up the stairs.
Yeah. Move your tail.
Well, so what do you do if you're unattached? How do you celebrate as a single woman?
I don't know. How do I?
All right. Number one, hand out candy. Sure, Halloween is fun as an adult, but do you know what's even better? Halloween as a kid. Remember how excited you were to get dressed up and walk around?
True. A lot of kids in our neighborhood complain that too many adults are out partying and they're not getting enough candy.
Yeah.
Passing out candy is fun.
Yeah. If you're having a hard time celebrating this holiday with a boyfriend, then make it about someone else. Make fun gift bags for the neighborhood kids and instantly become the cool neighbor.
But get loaded. When they come to the door, be like, here you go.
I get a cute one.
Yeah. So they have a nice memory.
Yeah. Number two, throw a party. Why wait for someone else to invite you to a Halloween bash?
Dude, everyone else is already throwing a party.
Yeah, throw your own. Plan early so your friends don't commit to another soiree.
Too late for this one, people.
Yeah. Create a special cocktail like a pumpkin martini or play old school fall games like bobbing for apples.
Okay.
You won't even remember you're single when you celebrate Halloween with 40 of your closest friends.
Hey, those ain't apples. Know what I'm saying?
Who's going to go to your party?
40 of your closest friends
people.
Don't have anywhere to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're...
Okay, that's a lot of people. It's a nice party.
Pumpkin martinis.
Yeah.
Find a local event. No matter where you live, chances are there are dozens, if not hundreds, of local Halloween events going on.
We have, in some years, just crapped out and not planned anything and just gone to our local Irish bar and had a good time. Because there are a lot of people who don't want to go that far.
Yeah.
But they want to show off their Three Musketeers outfit.
Right. They want to just go somewhere.
Yeah. And so, party. And it's cheaper. The closer you go to your house, the cheaper it is.
Right.
And the cab ride home is free.
Right. Pick up your city's alternative weekly magazine or troll the web to find which bar. Yeah. Which bars, restaurants, and nightclubs will be showcasing costume contests.
How do I just put on a costume and go find a... Like, we actually, one year, ended up at a party by accident. People were like, hey, get in here. We're like, oh, you're in costume, we're in costume.
Sure.
Whatever.
Yeah. There's no excuse for being a bore when Halloween comes around. Doesn't matter if you're single, engaged, or about to celebrate your 50th wedding anniversary.
Huh?
put together your most creative and sexy costume. You can muster and have fun. How different was this advice for men and women?
I feel like the women have a lot more hope. Like, they're like, have a party. Or just, like, go out.
Yeah.
See what happens. Have a good time.
Yeah.
The dudes, they're like, dudes, don't have any expectations.
Yeah.
You will not be talking to the sexy cat. She's having a party at home.
Right.
So, do you have any plans for costume for Halloween?
What did I want to be? There's so much horror going on right now that...
You don't have to do horror, though.
But to me,
you
that's
do a character.
Oh, I have to be sexy.
A cat. I don't, this year,
what's going on?
I'm going to do a Victorian vampire because we're actually going to Merchant House, which I always plug every year. They're having ghost stories. They're having a mock Victorian funeral. They're having all kinds of fun events. And it's a Victorian, it's 1850 style house. Everything is original or recreated and people dress up every year in the style of Victorian funeral. So I think that's what I'm going to do. It'll be fun. I get to wear, you know, I bought something that has some feathers on it, some lace, you know, whatever, a cameo. And that's about as far as I'm going to go.
That's good.
I've got to be practical in New York because, you know, you got to get on the subway.
Right.
Like, and also I want to be able to walk around comfortably. I just hope this year it isn't hot.
Oh, God.
As it has been. Because that ruins everyone's costumes.
Yeah.
So I guess this is the end of Hey Boo Know It.
Yes, Hey Boo Know It. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween. Be safe. Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks.